Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now to everybody, and I mean everybody, who happens to be out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. And let's not forget, we also are on Facebook as the Captain's America Third Watch on Facebook. We also are on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, and joining us right now from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, we just got a call here, so I'm going to take the call because it's from Mike in Clearwater. So, Mike, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Denise. Always a pleasure to talk to you, ma'am. So here we go. We have a lingering effects of a pandemic. Earlier when with me and Kyle and the captain, I mentioned the fact that 50% of the world's neon gas production is shut down currently, so and you know that's a major component that goes into chips. Now I remember reading something, I don't know if it's still case, but maybe it was a long time ago. Wasn't there at one point a biological lab program in the Ukraine? I don't know if we were working with them on that, and I don't know if it even exists or if it did, if it still exists. And then the other question, Denise, gas is going up. You know, everything, cost of food, everything is going up. And now we got this idiot White House that says, oh, yeah, well, guess what? This is just the tip of the iceberg. It could be, it's going to go up even more. So whatever pain we're feeling now, folks, get ready because it's only going to get worse. And thank you so much, ma'am.
Remember in November. Go ahead, Denise.
Good morning. Yeah, I mean, we're at a misery index where I think that we have absolutely, you know, the needle is pegged. And we're being told by this White House that there's nothing they can do. They have packaged it to be Putin's price hike. So we're all supposed to sit over here and blame Putin when he's got nothing at all to do with it. Maybe 2%, but that's really about it. As far as the weapons facility, a bioweapons facility in Ukraine, I wrote about it yesterday. We have actually known about this going all the way back to the Obama administration. The Department of Defense was signed an agreement with Ukraine to be in charge of ensuring that all things at these facilities, because there's more than one, met certain standards. I think at the time it was Senator Lugar that was kind of heading this up. It was actually called Problem 5. So anyway, back during the Obama administration, we gave them $11 million to help with the strategy in correcting any problems that these facilities may have. These actually, at one point, were under control of the Soviet Union, once under control of the Soviet Union. And so it was a matter of, you know, containing what was to be dangerous pathogens and so forth and so on. So, yes, we are very aware of it. Last week, or earlier this week, the Senate Intelligence Committee had Senator Marco Rubio was the one that brought it up in a testimony with Victoria Nuland, and she admitted that they are in fact there, and then she tried to parse the words on what these facilities were about. But I looked yesterday as I was writing the article, and it's quite fascinating how many news sources and world leaders were very, very concerned, how many articles were actually written about these facilities getting into the wrong hands.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because Russia has used chemical weapons before, at least of which we remember Syria. They may have been using Grozny, I forget. I don't think so, but you guys can check that one out. But we also know that Putin has poisoned people with most recently what is known as Novichok. So this is a tactic that does, rightly so, have the West very concerned.
Mm-hmm. Now, I just got a question here from Lucia on the she sent me a direct message, and she says, who do we contact for price gouging us on gasoline? Well, it's your state attorney general.
Nothing.
Huh?
The big oil companies are actually not price gouging. The prices are there because of what the world market is demanding on these bids. Remember, I mean, oil is really kind of an auction. And we have all these regulations that other countries don't have.
All right, hold that thought. When we come back, I'm going to state once again what the oil prices are and the gasoline prices are coming out of the refineries, which is what started this conversation earlier. So we'll get there again. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and Geico has been saving people money for 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me. Now, your local Geico office or the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, can help you find coverage for just about everything that you own. Now, car, truck you're driving, no problem. How about your motorcycle? Maybe you got an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They can cover that, too. But here's where you save money, big money. Bundle it together with your homeowners or renters or condo insurance policy, and you will save a boatload of money. Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, the website. Check it out, and you'll find out who your local agent is if you want to sit down and talk to them, or you can handle it all on the web at Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All righty, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, I'm not sure who this is. We have a caller on the line. I'm going to go right there. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. Good morning, ma'am. It's Eric in East Tennessee, real quick.
Okay.
Thanks for taking my call real quick here. So, Ms. Denise and you were talking about, before the top of the hour break, we're talking about the chemical weapons and the parallels in Syria. I think it's an excellent point, in my opinion, that it's a parallel in Syria. It's almost the same exact mainstream media playbook that's come out of Syria, and it's embellishing certain aspects and it's conflating other aspects as far as the use of chemical weapons. Okay, and I'm not saying they have not been used. I'm not saying they have been used. Okay, here's the thing: the OPCW, even that report that came out of Syria, even when allegedly Russia ran interference for the Syrian government regarding that chemical weapons attack, the whole mainstream media was, oh, seriously, you're going to use chemical weapons. You're going to use chemical weapons. We have a massive coalition to go in if he uses chemical weapons. Oh, he uses chemical weapons. I'm calling that as a tactic. There is still unanswered questions regarding that. And even the OPCW couldn't confirm first go, second go, third go, that it was the Syrian regime that used those chemical weapons. I'm going to leave it. I'm going to leave that point like that. People in, off the grid media, so to speak, have been predicting this. They're going to start blaming Russia for these chemical weapons, or these outstanding laboratories, if you will, use of these outstanding laboratories. And Ukraine, oh, we're trying
all right,
to secure.
But what's the question? What's the question?
Here's the question wrapped in a statement. Ukraine declared its independence from the Soviet Union in 1991. That's almost 32 years ago. And all of a sudden, even after a coup d'etat sponsored by NGOs and cutouts of Western governments, after the 2006, agreement, but what, I forget the names for Sam Nunn and I forget the other senator that got this agreement to go in and clean these quote unquote Soviet era.
Hello there.
Yes, ma'am. These clean up these Soviet era outstanding markers, if you will, these chemical and biological agents. All of a sudden, it was downplayed in the media.
Okay, let's let Denise answer whatever the question is.
Here's the thing. In my opinion, and Ms. Denise can address this, I think people need to question more of what they're being spoon-fed out of the media. There's something that's not right, that there doesn't square tactically and strategically, in my opinion. I'm not, Anyway, thanks for letting me vent, sir and ma'am. Thanks for the time, and I appreciate it. Simplify.
All right, so Denise, he threw a lot out there, so go ahead.
Well, look, I'm not as panicked about these laboratories as everybody else is. However, I am just kind of laying it out there on a tabletop. These are the facts, and I would say, I went and looked up the actual agreement that was signed in 2009, I think, between the Department of Defense and Ukraine. How much money we threw at it? I actually found it on the State Department website. Read the contract. It was a little on the thin side as far as substance was concerned, but we have to understand that, remember, it was Obama who said that chemical weapons are used, it crosses his red line. Okay, whatever. So who actually went into Syria, got the chemical weapons by the request and approval of the United States to do that? It was Russia.
Yeah.
So the red line was, Obama's red line was solved by he putting the burden on Russia for the chemical weapons that were used in Syria. It's undeniable that Putin has killed one and attempted to kill a few others using some pretty nasty poisons, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
The most recent one being the Novichok. It's got a whole bunch of world leaders upset. Okay, they can be upset, I get it. But I'm not as panicked as everybody else is. However, if we compare what Russia has done with the Chernobyl facility in Ukraine, because there's 200 employees there that are essentially hostage, and they're not allowed to leave, but the power has been turned back on, I will tell you that, so mm-hmm. That's a step in the right direction. There is reason for concern. Panic, no. Concern, yes.
Okay. Very good. Now, certainly there's a reason for all this being thrown out there. There's a lot of misinformation they're trying to throw at people. They've done that for years, and I don't know when they're going to stop. But let's just throw this out there since we've mentioned Syria a couple times. Syria's military is now recruiting troops to go fight for Russia promising a salary of up to $3,000 a month. They're looking for 16,000 recruits from the Middle East. They're headed to Donbas over in the...
Donbas.
Yep, to boost the Russian military campaign there. So I haven't seen or heard anybody showing up yet, but I'm assuming they're on their way, perhaps?
Well, look, it was actually reported much earlier in the week, and Associated Press and a few others finally decided that they were going to publish it. So they're a little late on this one.
Uh-huh.
But this also tells me that Putin is out of conscripts, and so he's having to use Syrian fighters, if you will, that were, I think, have, you know, resumes for urban fighting. That's a little on the weird side. So the question is, why is he necessarily using Middle Eastern urban fighters? What's that plan? So
house to house, door to door, window to window. Maybe he doesn't want to. Doesn't want to get his guys messed up, I guess.
Right. So, anyway, I would also put it out there for your listeners to please take a look at what is known as the Budapest Memorandum. And Russia is a signatory to the Budapest Memorandum, dated May 23rd, 1992. Ukraine's independence and sovereignty would be respected and protected. So anyway, take a look at that one, ladies and gentlemen.
The Dems are calling for Biden to end the Title 42 border protections, despite the fears of a...
He can't.
I know.
The Supreme Court ruled that he must comply.
Yep.
And he's not complying. So he's essentially ending it.
Yep.
So we have a White House that is in violation of a Supreme Court ruling. Help me with that one.
And yet his buddies want him to just change the rule.
Well, he thought they've already done that. They're not complying with Title 42.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lawless White House that's not complying with the Supreme Court.
Wouldn't it be nice if they just somehow or another rolled in there with the marshals and took somebody out and said, okay, here's the deal. You either do it or else.
Mayorkas.
Yep.
Right there.
Yep. All right. Yeah, Mayorkas. There's a piece of work right there. Okay, we will let you go, and we will talk to you on Monday morning. Hope you have a great, great, great day.
Yes, thank you. You too.
All right. Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. Go over there and read the articles that she puts out, and you'll know what she knows when she knows it. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As a Russian convoy continues to advance more towards the capital city of Kyiv in Ukraine, the Pentagon's top spokesman says the blood of the ongoing invasion of Ukraine is on the hands of Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Mr. Putin can stop this war right now.
by agreeing to a diplomatic solution, or at least just stopping the bombing and the death and the destruction that he is causing against a nation that provoked nobody.
John Kirby calling the invasion a war of choice. A massive snowstorm has 65 million people under a weather advisory. The Southeast and Midwest are expected to get several inches of snow this weekend thanks to the storm. It's also expected to drop a foot of snow on folks in the Northeast. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It's time for our Military and Veterans News Report, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, with their two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance tech, a very high-paying, in-demand job. If you don't believe me, go to NAA.edu and check out the website, NAA.edu. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you heard me say this before, you should take the tour of one of the two campuses, and I'm about to tell you where they are, of National Aviation Academy. Now, they have a campus right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa, and they're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. Also, they're in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston, Mass. So, whichever one of those campuses works for you, or both, if that's what you want to do, both, you can call them up at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour at whichever one of those campuses you want to go to. Or if you want to do both, fine, you can do both. Here's what will happen. You get a chance to talk to
some of the students, which is great. You'll also get a chance to talk to some of their instructors, which is even better. And the best thing of all, you'll be able to talk to the financial people who will tell you how the student loan process works, number one. And if you're a veteran, number two, it will tell you how that works and how you can apply for your VA benefits there or find out if you still have some left. There's a situation where some people may have already used them for something else, but you always have something left. What the something is, you have to check to find out. So the way you do that is to call them up at 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities, either the one in Clearwater, Florida, or the one in Concord, Mass. There you go. Now, frustrated lawmakers have blasted the stalled transfer of the European aircraft to the Ukraine. While we sit here and they finagle back and forth and Joe Biden says, oh, I'm afraid it's going to raise us to a level where Russia's not going to like it and they're going to get mad and oh, boo-hoo, wah-wah. While people are sitting on their duffs, people are dying needlessly. Think for a second what could happen if the Ukrainians had those jets to go after those convoys. It would be an equalizer. Now, they're doing the best they can right now with the javelins. I've seen them taking out tanks and other heavy armored material. I've seen them doing that. But they can't get it all as quick as they could with an aircraft. So, give them the damn aircraft, Joe. Give them the aircraft. They're going to fly it. Boy, oh boy. And lawmakers on both sides of the aisle grilled Biden's administration officials over the Pentagon's rejection of Poland's supplies plan to give the United States its MiG-29 fighter jets for use by the Ukraine to repel Russia's mightier forces. It's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. And we're finding out that despite the problems during the Ukraine invasion initially, do not underestimate the power of Russia's Navy, including their submarines, which are somewhere off the coast of Ukraine and may very well be involved in the effort by firing missiles. We don't know, but they may be. And, of course, we're going to talk about missiles for a second. How about North Korea? They claimed the March 4th and the February 26th launches were merely to test cameras to be installed on future spy satellites. Okay. I guess we can go with that. And by the way, here's something of significance the U.S. did. The Missile Defense Agency successfully launched the most advanced version of the Patriot missile from a terminal high-altitude area defense system in a February 24th test at White Sands Missile Range in New Mexico. Lockheed Martin makes that missile. How about that? And here's something else. If you got aircraft, Russian aircraft, flying over the Ukraine, why hasn't the U.S. given the Patriot interceptors that we have in the region to the Ukraine to try to stand half a chance of blowing the planes out of the air that Russia's flying around? Why have we done that? See, there's a whole bunch of stuff that just doesn't make sense, and Eric was getting involved in that, but I'm getting involved in the other issue. There's all kinds of equipment that they could be using that we could be giving them, and they're not getting it. They're not getting it. It just makes no sense. And the American people keep finding out about this. And the more they find out about, the less happy they get. This is quite the story, Ukraine, and what they're doing. 17 days later, Russia is still trying to break their backs. And it's not working. It's not working. What is this? Let's see. Eric said, for the record, it was nice to have President Trump for 4 years in the White House, globally stabilizing foreign policy. Yep, he did. He did. You knew what you had in Donald Trump, even though the Democrats tried to make it into something different. But for those of us that paid attention, we knew different. By the way, the 2022 Florida legislature is going into an extended session to finish the budget. They're currently scheduled to end 11:59 p.m. on Monday, March the 14th. They obviously have a budget they have to finish. We are required by law to get our budget out. And by the way, have it balanced. We don't run deficits. Now, be looking for some more news this week to come out about redistricting. Florida's redistricting plan went through. The state Senate approved the maps 34-3. The state House approved them 77-39. After the state Supreme Court approved the legislature's new state district boundaries back on March the 3rd. Not a lot has changed. And there's other states where things have changed. So you need to check that and see what it is that you have on your own home end of things. I'm looking, taking a look right now, looking to see what's taking place overseas. Let me see here real quick. I don't think. Nope. We're still in a state of limbo. Still in a state of limbo. Heavy bombing. Multiple Ukrainian cities under attack. They're trying to squeeze the vice. Hope Ukraine can hold on. All right. We'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Delivering semis of information nightly. This is the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt.
That was a song made popular back in the day by Little Eva, the Locomotion. But that version of it that you heard right there is Grand Funk Railroad. And again, I told you I had a whole bunch of these songs that were sent to me from Grand Funk's library. And eventually I'm going to play a lot of their stuff because it's really, really top-notch music from back in the day. And, of course, I like to play the oldies because a lot of people appreciate hearing that. And I know some people out there that were dancing along with it right now. Like, let me see here. Probably Fred. Okay. Probably Fred. All right. Let's take a look at the weather map because we certainly have got a big mess coming our direction. We are under everything from a severe thunderstorm watch to a tornado watch to a flash flood watch to a high surf warning most of the day, all the way across the peninsula of Florida, especially across the I-4 corridor north, all the way up into the southern part of Georgia, the panhandle of Florida, and the southeastern corner of Alabama. So that's number one. Number two, we have a lot of areas where we're going to have some fog and we're going to have some mixed precipitation. The temperatures are going to drop. We may get some freezing rain in Alabama tonight or later today. Same with Louisiana. The same with Georgia. But way up in the northern tips of those states, you will see snow because there's a winter storm warning across I-20 right now across the northern part of Louisiana, northern part of Alabama, and the tip of Georgia up there right on the Tennessee line. Now, if you take a map and you look to see where I-85 goes, you'll see that from the beginning of I-85 down in Alabama all the way to Richmond, Virginia, you are going to be in a snowstorm, winter storm warning all the way up through. Now, you'll also see when you go up I-85, when you come through the mountains of South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia to get to Richmond, it's going to be a little bit more dense in terms of what the snow will be there because it's going to be colder. But out halfway across Kentucky, halfway across Tennessee, the whole state of West Virginia, the southeastern corner of Ohio, you are going to have quite an accumulation of snow. Several inches in some areas, it could be as much as a foot, and you're going to get a wind with it, too. So that's going to make life miserable. Now, Pennsylvania, all of Pennsylvania is going to get snow. East of about, east of 79, you have a winter storm warning across Pennsylvania all the way over to New York State, into New York State, southern tier of New York from Ripley all the way across to the Massachusetts and Connecticut line, winter storm warning, all of upstate New York, winter storm warning, same for Vermont, same for New Hampshire, same for the northern part of Maine. So keep all that in mind. And you've got gale force winds, that's 40 miles an hour or more, all the way from Cape Cod all the way down here to Jacksonville, Florida, and eventually we could get some of that wind over here on this side of the Gulf, they say, but it's not showing up yet. We'll see. In the meantime, tonight, the bottom drops out of the temperature. And we go down into the 40s and 30s. Now, it's going to be a hell of a lot better than it is up in Minnesota right now. Sorry, George. And Michigan and Minnesota, as well as Wisconsin. Michigan, you've got some cold temperatures there. Sorry, LJ. Sondy told us it was 2 above 0 where she's at in Wisconsin. The eastern half of North Dakota, you've got temperatures at or near 0 and below. And it's going to be that way until tomorrow. It might warm up a little bit Monday, but not a lot yet. Yet. So that's what the weather's looking like. And out west, you got a few areas, but nothing at all to drag you down or hold you down. The bad weather's in the East Coast tonight. And again, if you are going anywhere from the Gulf, maybe you're coming out of New Orleans, you're going up into the New England area, it's going to be with you all the way. All the way. So don't get in a hurry. It ain't going to happen. All right. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is a problem that I take because I've been taking it for over 7 years simply because it works. And remember, you go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, 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 $19.95. You get started and see what it can do for you. All right, 60 seconds, perfect timing. Todd from Tampa, go.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. I'm nuts. Let's get to work and save the country, okay? That's the second thing to live for besides your family. Now, Trump just showed all the presidents previous how to run the country and be prosperous. Even blacks, they say, I did better under Trump. I did better under Trump, Sheeny. I did better under Trump. Trump was 10 times better than. Of course he's 10 times better because he's a businessman. He knows how to run a business. And the United States is one big business. And we don't sell out to China because the guy's got $6 billion. So you can't buy him off like the rest of these clowns. Man, who is the idiot in New York where I was born in the Bronx, okay? that votes for a Democrat. Who's the idiot? Okay, where are you at? Why aren't you standing up for our country? Why aren't you standing up for our kids who not have to wear a mask? Why aren't you standing up for our cops who are getting gunned down in the street? It's a disgrace. And Trump, you better get off your butt. When you first ran, you were on every TV station, every radio station, calling out the incompetence of this administration and the previous administration. Let's get to work in the same state Republican. Let's go, Captain. Peace.
All right, it's Todd in Tampa, and we appreciate his opinion. Kind of makes everybody think a little bit. Because we are in this together. We are in this together. And we need to start working together to get this ship that we're on upright. It's already tipped over. It's capsized, but it hasn't sunk yet. And I don't know about you, but I'm not going to let it sink. There's plenty of things we can do. Get involved. Get a hold of your congressman. Get a hold of your state reps. Tell them you want something done. Tell them you vote. Tell them if they don't get it done, you're going to vote them out. And be serious about it when you say it. All right. I'll be at the gun show today over in Largo. God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.